Blog Talk Radio. could think of to say good morning. We thank you for joining Minister Sheila and myself for Smile 3E Presents Let's Talk. And you know we just finished a series of teachings and discussions about institutionalized racism, institutionalized sexism, and as believers, the proper posture and position that we should be in while dealing with the cares and the wiles of the world. So we thank God for finishing up with that series, and we're going to have a new series that we're going to be talking about. And you know, Minister Sheila has been blessing us with praying for not only the families in the world, but praying for our family. You know, many times we're out and we're taking care of all of the world and making sure or trying to make sure that everyone hears the word, but we must remember Jerusalem, meaning we must remember home. So we will not be finished with that series of praying for our family, but we must pray for our brothers and our sisters and our aunts and our uncles and our nieces and our nephews and our moms and dads and spouses and grandkids. I can go on and on and on. So I thank God for each and every one of you. And so now I'm going to turn the program over to Minister Sheila so she can share whatever the Lord has given her. And if there's time, when she's finished, I'll come back on the air with a new series. Minister Sheila?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, to each and every one that's listening to this program this morning, however it is that you might be able to attend. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God, yet I know, yet we know we cannot thank you, we cannot praise you, we cannot love you enough to match the love, the joy, the life that you have given us. Lord, I give honor to you as the head of my life. And I pray it's the head of each and every one's life that is on this line. Lord, we give honor to you. I'm not going to only pray for me as I pray. I'm praying for each and every human being on this earth, on this planet that you have made for us to live, for us to have life, for us to have joy and understanding. But we need to know that it is, we are here because of you. God, we need you to bless us. Open up our minds, our eyes, our hearts, our souls to let us know we are only here today. We are only here now because you gave your mercy and your love to give us life for another day. Yes, some is not here today. But Lord, I ask you to bless their families and let them know that you can solve and can help them with each and everything they're going through, no matter what we're going through. Just understand and know God can bring us through all, no matter what your troubles are, your problems, your illness, your finance, whatever it is on your job, through your household, in and out of school, in and out your neighborhood, no matter where is that from the time that he blessed you to open your eyes, that you can see into ones that we need to understand. Some might have eyes to open but cannot see, but yet we all need to know, no matter what it is, God can bring us through each and everything that we're going through. Lord, I thank you for Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Dr. Serena Wright, Minister Brandon, ministers and pastors and bishops and deacons and evangelists, apostles, each and every teacher that you have put on this earth to help us to understand, all the saints and members that's in your households, in these churches, in the world. Lord, we need you to send more of your angels down here to your people and to other people to let them know that things need to change. We need to understand that the devil is here to corrupt us. to hurt us and to help us to hurt others, to take all your children and to turn them against you. Lord, we need your guidance. We need your teaching. We need you to send us to understand that we are only here because of you. We need you to help us to remove all this hatred, all these devil worshipers, these hateful crimes, these gang members, these unforbidding law makers that's making and having the law to be against your people, to hurt your people. We need you to bless this government, to remove this corruption, to let them know we are here in these offices. You are here in these offices for us, for all the people, not some of the people. Lord, we need you to bless us no matter what your sex is, man, woman, whatever it is, your color, your race, your religion, black, white, understand that we are all one people in God's eyes. We are all one. We need to be blessed and treated in understanding all as of one. Don't misuse one when you can't misuse yourself. Don't do to others that you don't want to do to yourself. Lord, we need you to bless my sisters, my brothers, my sons, my daughters, my granddaughters, my grandsons, nieces, nephews. I want you to bless all my sisters and brothers in my bloodline and in my spiritual line, even the ones I don't know, Lord. I need you to bless this world. I need you to send your angels down to help us to understand, to love each other in the right way, not to be misusing, misjudged, just to use people. It's not a game to play with one's life. But we need to understand that we are all here in one life. It should be through you, not through no other, to remove all these ugliness from us, Lord, that we need you. Your help. I cannot thank you and love you enough, because it cannot never match up to the love and the guidance and the life you have given us, no matter what we're going through. God, we need you to break this ugliness, to remove this hatefulness, and to lead us into the right destination, the right way. Instead of going, we should go right and we go left. Lord, we need you to help us to understand that our life, no matter what it's going through, can be with you, more better with you, more understanding with you, more love with you, can see a brighter light through you. Lord, we need your help. We need you to bless all that we know and don't know, and to lead us in the line that is for the righteous, and to help us to understand that we need each other, no matter what it is, Lord. We need you, and we need you, and we need you. I want to read a verse from Psalms. I want to read Psalms 54, 1 through 7. It says, "Save me, O Lord, by your name. Vindicate me by your might. Hear my prayer, O God. Listen to the words of my mouth. Arrogant," this is saying that's right, "foes are attacking me. Ruthless peoples are trying to kill me, people without regard for God. Surely God is my help. The Lord is the one who sustains me. Let evil recoil on those who slander me, and your faithfulness destroy them. I will sacrifice a freewill offering to you. I will praise your name, Lord, for it is good. You have delivered me from all my troubles, and my eyes have looked in triumph on my foes." Lord, I ask you to help us all, to help us to all understand that the devil is attacking. But we know with the love and the faith and the covering that we are under through you, God, you can remove all, and to help us to understand and how to deal with the ugliness that attacks us daily, because they are harmfulness to us, to let us misuse our lives for their righteousness, which is the wrong way to go. They can't stand to understand that through the love and the life under you, our Father and the Son, Christ Lord Jesus, how much we can benefit, how much we can understand, how much we can understand, how much we can use to grow and to teach and to bring more beauty into this world that the devil is trying to turn to be so ugly. God, we need you more and more. We need you for now. We need you for whatever you might have blessed for us, for whatever. We ain't never promised a day. But, Lord, I thank you, and I thank you for blessing us with life for each and every day that you have given me and you have given others. Lord, we need your blessings. We need your guidance. We need your love. We need your teaching. And we need you to help us to understand more that life without you would be more ugly than you can understand. That life is with you. It's the beauty. It's the understanding. It's the love. Lord, we need you to bless us and to keep us to walk the straight line, no matter how many cracks it is. But we know as long as we follow you, that the love and the life would be magnificent. It would be glorified. And yet we can understand things more. If whatever we're going through, we can put it in your hand and let you guide us through this. Lord, I thank you, and I need you to help us. Not only me, not even the family that I know, the families that I don't know, to let us help each other in the right way, to stop misusing each other, to only help and love for the good and remove the ugliness that is trying to control and to take over the beautiful land that you have given us that they are trying to destroy, the beautiful minds, bodies, souls, and hearts that you have given us that they are trying to control. Lord, we need your blessings. We need you more and more, and I pray till now, till this day, that if you have blessed us to still be here, we need to thank you and praise you and never stop thanking and loving you. But God, I thank you for continuing to love us all, and I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you forever and ever. Amen. Back to you, Apostle Elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser.
Amen. Amen. I thank God for the words and the things that God gave Minister Sheila to pray for us and to also share with us. And it is so important that we realize that prayer and intercession is a 24/7, some people will call it ordeal, but it's not an ordeal, because a lot of times ordeals are things that bring a type of negative connotation to it. But prayer is a responsibility and a privilege and an honor that believers, men and women of God, God's creation, has been granted from God. I mean, we watch Jesus pray in the desert. We watch Jesus pray at the Garden of Gethsemane when we read the word. So you're reading the word, and then you begin to watch it as you visualize it. And so if you've never read the word about Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane and when he was praying and the things that he went through in the wilderness, not only pray, but ask God to give you the ability to see it, to visualize it. And it's amazing how you can watch it in your own mind. Oh, my, my, my. And God created that mind for us. That is so awesome to be able to see things. Many of us aren't able to see the very things that Minister Sheila was praying about. And so then we don't believe that we know how to pray just because we can't see it. And so a lot of people are from what we call the show me state. You know, Missouri, they got to see it. Well, God can show you how to see it if you ask him. And so, as I mentioned earlier, we have been teaching on praying for the family and actually praying for the family. As I said, Minister Sheila has been doing for us and Minister Sylvia, and we've been continuing because there is no day and time that I can think back in history where my own mama didn't pray for me. My mom prayed for me without ceasing. My Aunt Sweetie prayed for me. There were so many people praying for me. And there are so many people praying for you. And they need to pray for us because of what our subject is on today. And so it's going to be a little, it's going to be informative, but at the same time, some people may get bothered by it. Because, see, there's strong food, and there's baby food, and there's food that's a combination. And one thing is for sure, if you're listening via today or via the archives, it's food for you. Because God is allowing you to hear it for a reason. So the first thing I'm going to start off with is a question. It's really a set of questions together. It's called snakes. What are the snakes in your life? Or have you changed it to who are the snakes in your life? Or have you actually made people the snakes in your life? Have you actually identified people and said they are a leviathan, they are a python, they are a cobra? Instead of identifying the spirit, the evil spirit, the wicked spirit of the enemy, Satan, that is being perpetrated. They used to say that a lot when I was a kid. They would say, you're perpetrating a lie. They wouldn't just say you were lying or you weren't telling the truth. They say you were perpetrating a lie. So the enemy is perpetrating a lie as he uses people and things as snakes. You know, Adam and Eve, they dealt with a snake. And because of that, there are curses that were placed on humankind. You know, the woman, because of this crawling snake-type satanic crawling around on his belly entity. Genesis 3 and 14 says, and the Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, meaning he went and Adam and Eve were doing fine and he had to go in and convince the woman to walk in doubt and eat of the tree she wasn't supposed to eat of, and then she used the seduction that the enemy used on her against Adam. And then he, forgetting who he was in God, did it. And so it was the serpent that beguiled them, that deceived them. And so God went to the source. Do you go to the source? If that person is acting evil, do you go to the source? Do you go to Anne and say, Satan, the Lord rebuke you? Do you call out whatever it is, discord? Say, then the Lord rebuke you, and we will not let you abuse the mind of that person. We begin to pray for that person and hope that they want deliverance because, see, God's not going to push himself up on anybody. He's not a robber. He's not a person that wants us to be a robot. We're a free will. So he went to the serpent, because remember, Satan used to be an angel, a beautiful angel, over music and, well, just different things in heaven. But he was cast out, and he was cast out as the serpent, the deceitful beguiler that he is. And so once again, Genesis 3 and 14 says, "And the Lord said to the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed above all domestic animals and above every wild living thing of the field. Upon your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust and what it contains all the days of your life." Genesis 3 and 14, I'm going to read it one more time. "And the Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed above all domestic animals and above every wild living thing of the field. Upon your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust and what it contains, and all the days of your life." My. That's a long time. Because this was a declaration and a decree from God a long, long time ago. We've had great grandparents and great, 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 greats and great, greats and so on and so on. We go on and on. Before we were even thought of, he was cursed by God. Isaiah 65 and 25 says, "The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and the dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy Mount Zion, says the Lord." The wolf and the lamb get to eat together. The lion gets to eat straw just like the ox. But the serpent, once again, because he was cursed by God for being a deceiver and a beguiler, that he's to be without peace. He's to be without order. He can't even have deliverance. He can't even have the meat and the vegetables, because it has to be, whatever he has to be contained in the dust. My. So if he's having vegetables or meat or something like that, it's in the dust. My. Who would want to be cursed like that? Who would want to obey God to a point that whatever God says, you're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, you're the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Me. I put my hand up. I jump up and down. Me. But to not to be able to have that, but to be that which is a person that has, or entity that has to crawl on your belly and eat dust. No, thank you. Micah 7 and 17 declares, "They shall lick the dust like a serpent, like crawling things of the earth. And they shall come trembling out of their strongholds and closed places. They shall turn and come with fear and dread to the Lord our God, and shall be afraid and stand in awe because of you, O Lord." My. Who wants that life? The life that the enemy has been given for his disrespect and dishonor and haughtiness and pride against God, which means against God's people. Genesis 49 and 17 says, Dan shall be a serpent by the way, a horned snake in the path that bites at the horse's heels so that his rider falls backward. Genesis 3 and 15. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and her offspring. He will bruise and tread your head underfoot, and you will lie in wait and bruise his heel. My, my, my. Because of the wrongdoing of the woman, Eve, and because of the wrongdoing of Adam, my, 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 my. Exodus 4 and 3 says, and he shall cast it on the ground. And he did so, and it became a serpent, and the symbol of royal and divine power worn on the crown of the pharaohs, and Moses fled from before him. Still talking about snakes and serpents. Exodus 7, verses 9 through 13. Summarized version. When Pharaoh says to you, prove your authority by a miracle, then tell Aaron, throw down your rod before Pharaoh, that it may become a serpent. So Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and did as the Lord had commanded. Aaron threw down his rod before Pharaoh and his servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh called for his wise men, skilled in magic and divination, the sorcerers, the wizards, and the jugglers. And they also, these magicians of Egypt, did similar things with their enchantment and secret arts. For they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rod. But Pharaoh's heart was hardened and stubborn. He would not listen to them, just as the Lord said he had. So the Lord had already predicted and left, not really, he really informed Moses and Aaron what the enemy, the Pharaoh, was going to do. Isn't that amazing that God already knew what he was going to do? And the fact that the Pharaoh's serpents' rods were swallowed up by Moses and Aaron to show the authority of God, and yet he ignored it. How many times has God showed his power and authority between you in a miraculous way, and the people act like they didn't see it? A matter of fact, how many times did you even forget about it? God has done so many miraculous things for us. He saved us. He woke us up this morning. He's given us mercy after mercy after mercy after mercy. I cannot say how much mercy God has shown towards me. Even if I used my whole life that I've already lived and that God's going to allow me to have, I could not and would not have enough time to tell you of all of the mercies that have been new, not just every morning, but throughout the day. My, 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 my. Because of the snakes, because of the evil agendas and the wickedness that I may have even allowed the enemy to use me. Because, see, pride says you have the right for this, you have the right for that. That's how the world teaches, okay? Someone does something to you, you do something to them. Someone says something about you, you say something about them. Someone, as they say, walking around drinking Haterade, you serve them Haterade. I mean, tit for tat, instead of doing what Apostle Sandra Thomas used to preach so often, and I know it came from God, loving the hell out of people, loving them so much until they see the God in you. They see the Christ-like qualities in you that says, I want to serve their God. Isn't that what Jesus did? They holler, crucify him, crucify him. All of the things that they did and that was done to him, and he still even died for them. For God doesn't want anyone to perish. You know, that he wants all of us to have life in that more abundantly. He wants all of us to be saved and have an opportunity to live and reign and worship and adore him. That's what God wants. But see, the stubbornness of the heart, the pride in the heart, instead of the unconditional agape love, the love of God, instead of us showing that, a lot of times we'll show something else. Someone had put a picture of two ladies walking together, and they said, be careful who you call sis. And my first thought was, be careful who you call brother. Be careful who you call pastor. Be careful who you call minister. Be careful who you call mama. I'm not talking about the ones that birthed you. I'm not talking about the ones that are biologically connected to you via DNA. But I mean that good so-called friend, that person that's acting like they're for you, male or female. Be careful, because, see, one of them could be that snake. And this is the acronym that I presently have for snake, but there's many other ones. But the ones that I want to talk about today is S, sneaky. See, they're sneaky. They want you to think they're for you, where a lot of times they're asking you questions and trying to get information because they're asking for someone else. They're trying to steal your spouse. They're trying to get money from you. They're trying to do this. They're trying to do that. They're sneaky. They're cunning, just like the devil was when he was asking Jesus questions in the wilderness, just like the devil was when he was talking to Eve and got her to eat of the tree. Now, that was sneaky and negative. How many people, you know, no matter what God is doing, they're negative? Oh, I went through this and this and that happened. What about the fact that when Jesus said, lay the blame on me, Apostle Sandra Thomas preached that message years ago. How many times have you been willing to do what the word says? Not just lay down your life in a physical way, but be able to say, okay, I'll take the blame. Yeah, they lying on me. Yeah, they're talking about me, but I'm going to take the blame. I'm going to do like elect lady Dr. Michelle Obama said, I'm going to take the high road. There's negativity all around you, but you're promoting positive love, positivity and grace and mercy. You're doing it God's way. Why? Because he already let us know that the enemy comes to kill, to steal, and destroy, but he has come that we may have life and that more abundantly. We already know that the word of God teaches us that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us thou shalt condemn, for this is the heritage of the servants of the people. So he didn't say it wasn't going to form, but he said it wasn't going to prosper. See, it formed negativity, the things that they were saying about you. And those people that, as the songwriter wrote so many years ago, smile in your face all the time trying to take your place, the backstabber. Yes, there's backstabbers everywhere. But have you been praying for their salvation? Have you been praying for their souls? For God said that he wished that none would perish. Yep, even that one that did you wrong, even that one that did whatever, just like the man, young man forgave the lady, the cop that did whatever, and people were talking about how, you know, blah, 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 he shouldn't do this, you know, black people always doing this. That's a good thing. Because if black people, as they say, are more apt to forgive someone. Hallelujah, glory to God. Then if you're black, you might have an edge up. But we all know that people are forgiving of all types of races, for there's only one race, the human race. We're not talking about your complexion or your skin color, but the human race. For God said, let there be. And when he created man and woman, you don't see anywhere in that creative vein of God that he started calling out which color was this and which color was that, or which race. For there was only one race, and still is only one race, the human race. And then you went from S, sneaky, to negative, to A, angry. What's up with all of these angry people? Angry about this, angry about that. Instead of rejoicing. For the Father seeketh those that will worship him. For they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. If you're worshiping God in spirit and in truth, that means that you left your gift at the altar and you went and got it right with that brother or sister that you have an ought against, or they may have an ought against you. That means you forgave that person or those people or that situation or their circumstances. I was talking to one of my great nephews that I love dearly, and he was talking about how he was working somewhere and they kept messing with his pay. Now, you know, people got bills, and even if they don't have bills, if people have worked hard or come to work, they expect to get their right wages. Well, some people would have gone off. I mean, they would, but this young man was like, okay, because they're not going to do right by me, he was even saying he was going to give them a 2-week notice. You know, people wouldn't have done that. They would have just dropped their papers and walked. But see, that's integrity. When someone's willing to give a 2-week notice to let you know I'm out. Didn't say he wasn't angry, for the word reminds us to be angry, but sin not. Sneaky, negative, angry. Now, this other one, K, they're kindless. They're not showing kindness towards people, but because they're sneaky and because they're negative and because they're angry, now they don't know how to show kindness. And kindness is that which is forgiveness, and it's encouraging others and not walking around in jealousy and covetousness and backbiting and backstabbing and gossiping and doing evil towards people, but to be kind. To be kind, loving, and kind. I mean, the attributes. A matter of fact, Kirk Franklin has a song out that talks about love, and he's talking about loving, kind. Listen to the song. Go and get the Love Therapy song. It's an excellent song, but get the one prior to that where he's talking about loving, kindness. And so because people are being sneaky, and because they're being negative, and because they're being angry, and because they're being kindless, that means without kindness, they're being evil. So while you're walking around being sneaky and negative and angry and not showing kindness, you're also being evil because you're being used by the evil one. Satan is using you to make you be sneaky, negative, angry, and without kindness. Why? Because of his evil agenda. Because see, he's cursed. He has to flow around on his belly and eat the dust. He is condemned to eternal damnation. Did you hear me? He's evil because of eternal damnation, because of his pride that tried to rise up against God, that got him kicked out of heaven, that now he has to be in Hades for the rest of his life, and he wants company. So where will he come at us? In that pride that he exalted himself in, and is still doing it, because if he had humbled himself, he wouldn't be trying to enlarge this place and take people with him. But he would be like that beggar that said, can I go back and warn them? He would be saying, no, don't come over here and be with me, because you don't want to be in the lake of fire. You don't want to do this. You don't want to do. But the evilness of the wicked one, of Satan, the devil. It's evil to want people to be cursed with you. It's evil to want people to be in internal damnation with you. It's evil to want people to be away from God, separated from God. And because the enemy of our soul is sneaky and negative and angry and without kindness, and he's eternally evil, that's why he's a schemer, and he's always throwing this at you and throwing that at you. If you're sleeping with somebody, that's okay. God knows your heart. Yes, he does. And wake up and stop fooling yourself, because the enemy wants to fool you until you still got time to get it right. Don't worry about it. And if you're lying and cheating and breaking those very commandments about hating your neighbor just because of their skin color or what you call their race, there's only one race. So if you're hating someone because of their race, that means you hate yourself. And a lot of times that's the bottom line. That's what the root cause of it is, that the person does not love themselves enough to know that love covers a multitude of sins and that love would cause them to love everybody. But because they don't love themselves, they don't know how to love someone else. And so now they're a schemer. So it's not just about be careful who you call your sister or your brother, but be careful who you've made your God. Because many people are under the influence of the devil, and they think that they've gotten saved. I heard someone say that when I was growing up in this church, this guy joined this particular church because he wanted to get with this particular lady that was at the church. I mean, he really loved her so much till he changed his religion and he joined the church. He became a deacon and then a minister and just kept going on and on in ministry, not only trying to, he thought, to get close to God, but he wanted to marry this lady. And so I brought that up to say that sometimes just because the wolf looks like a sheep doesn't mean they're a sheep. So when that wolf in sheep clothing knows how to quote the word and will pray with you and do all of those things that he need or she needs to do to beguile you, to deceive you, are they going against the word of God? Do they go to church with you? See, there'll be people going to church with you. There'll be people ministering. There'll be people doing all manner of things. But are they evil? Are they walking around in pride? Are they getting you to fornicate and they're not your husband by the laws of the world that you live in? Are they causing you to steal, to kill, to do all manner of evil, to cause people to be addicts that cannot get to God because they've made that drug or that person or that situation their God? See, when the schemers do that, are they really in love with your God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Or have they become such schemers and so cunning till they know how to fool the very elect? Minister Sylvia always quotes that scripture. And Jude, because see, the enemy of our soul, that's what he wants to do. He wants to fool the very elect. If he's already got those that aren't saved, why, there's no need to fool them. He already has them. But do you know how sometimes they talk about how men or women or people caught in perversion, they'll go against that person that's a virgin literally or a virgin in that sin or in that particular thing because they don't want the sometimes the people that's already practicing it. They want that person that is new to it so that they can add that notch to their belt or so that they can add that particular thing, more bragging rights about, oh, I turned this one, I turned that one. Well, after all is said and done, the snakes in your life, whether alcoholism, drug addictions, fornication, backbiting, backstabbing, gossiping, busybodies, whatever, whatever it is that is causing someone to be not Christ-like, go to the Word of God. Apply the Word of God to it. If you need peace, ask God for peace that surpasses all understanding. If you need joy, ask God for joy unspeakable. If you need wisdom, ask God, for he said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask, and he will give it unbraided liberally. God gives out his wisdom liberally. My. With all of our education, with all of our high-paying jobs, with all of our mansions and cars and jets and buildings and businesses, the wisdom of God is what we're going to need in order to fight against the wiles of the enemy while we're wearing the whole armor of God. Let's not forget about the poison of that enemy. Proverbs 23 and 32 says, at the last it bites like a serpent and stings like an adder. Isaiah 30 and 6 says, a mournful, inspired prediction, a burden to be lifted concerning the beast of the south. On the heavy burden, the load of treasures going to Egypt, through a land of trouble and anguish, in which are lioness and lion, viper and fiery flying serpents. They carry their riches upon their shoulders of young donkeys, and their treasures upon the humps of camels, to a people that will not and cannot profit them. My. We're going to continue this series on snakes. That's right, sneaky, negative, angry, kindless, evil schemers, those spirits that have come to try to destroy each and every one of us. But for right now, we're going to end today's session and discussion, and we're going to turn the program back over to Minister Sheila so that she can pray for us, close out the program, share with you our announcements, share with you our foundational scripture, and whatever the Lord has given her. Minister Sheila.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the words of encouragement and knowledge. Thank you, Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. I thank you and I thank you. I just want to ask, is there anyone on the line that might have a few words of any that they might want to contribute to the service? You have the time as of now. Okay, I want to thank the Lord for today, for each and every human being, everything on this earth that he has blessed us with. And most of all, I just want to say, Lord, I thank you for life. For I just know in my heart, and so many should know in theirs, that if it wasn't for you, we would not be here today. And Lord, I thank you. I'm going to thank you for the worldwide. I'm thanking you for them. Because yet, we are all here blessed with life. Not knowing part or some of your life can contribute a greatness in your life, as your life can contribute a greatness. in others. But Lord, I want to thank you for this day. As I say, I cannot thank you enough. I cannot love you enough according to the love and life that you have given me and to given to all. But I just want to ask and just say, Lord, thank you. I just want to thank each and every one just listening today and continue to contribute to listen to us each and every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also with Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and on Monday nights on Blog Talk and some on Facebook with Iron Sharpened Iron at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, with attendance of Minister Brandon Kaiser and Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, with many encourageable and knowledgeable speakers that can give you a message and help you to learn and to understand anything that you're going through. And I also ask to listen on Friday nights, which will be on Blog Talk and also on Facebook with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, with Let's Talk on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, I just want to say, God, I thank you, and I thank you for blessing for each and every one that's listening, or however it is today or tomorrow, to bless us all for the days that you know that we are, and to just bless us for the ones that we have as of now. I just want to say thank you and continue to understand God is the way of life. Stop letting the devil confuse you, to letting him know he can get you and bless you when it's the ugliness of his blessings and the wrongfulness and the damnation that will come from here. And I want to leave this morning with what our scripture saying, but seek ye first the kingdom of the Lord. Oh Lord, forgive me. But seek first the kingdom and the righteousness, and all things will be given unto you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough troubles on its own. And to remember that, thank God for now. And thank him that he brought you through the hardships of yesterday. For all that is beauty can always be much beautiful. So thank the Lord for that, because when you seek him first, the kingdom of God, all things will be given unto you. Take the blessings and the knowledge of the God that is our Father, the Son, Lord Jesus, that is the Son, that I say is the best Father and Son, the best father and brother that we can have, that's going to lead us to goodness, beauty, and love, and understanding the right way of life. Let the devil go, because I want to be in heaven, and I'm sure you do, because we got enough hell here on earth. Thank you, and have a safe and blessed and wonderful day. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.